Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. I'm Tristan, and this is Chad.
Hello.
Hey. And we're going to be doing a special edition of the Coast City Podcast, where we're going to be talking about the Infinity Gauntlet.
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, it's quite a thing. Neither of us had really read it, it turns out. I think both of us thought that we had read it in the past, and after giving it some time, realized that we were thinking of something else.
Yeah, I definitely seen snippets of it. I like I told you earlier, like I felt like I saw like the meat and potatoes of it and then never read the rest of it. Because when I was growing up, I started on Infinity War.
Yeah, right. That's
and then I thought that was it, and I didn't realize that this was happening beforehand.
I believe that is exactly what I did as well. I feel like I was familiar with the Magus story and all that stuff, so that was and that was all war or crusade. I think I read Crusade first.
You read Crusade first?
Yeah.
The one where his good side takes over?
Yeah.
And everyone gets put into the little teams and then Actually, I really like that one.
but to be honest, I couldn't remember that one either. So this was actually really cool. I was actually surprised at how much I liked it for being a 90s comic.
It was good. I did like it. There's a lot of things that made me think like this was like the first real time they had done something like this.
Yeah, or at least successfully. Because they had actually done something. What was that thing before? The Evolutionary War.
Okay.
That was their... They had done that like the year before this, and it was... And the Atlantean thing and all those. They'd done all of these...
Did they do like Villain's Revenge before this too?
Something like that.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of like... There were a bunch of these that were like an annual thing where they'd all cross over every annual, the Fantastic Four, then, you know... Ugh. Into the Namor annual and all these other things that nobody wanted to read.
Speedball annual.
I don't think they gave Speedball an annual.
Oh, I beg to differ. I bet there is one.
You're probably right.
But I guess in the way this kind of reminded me of like Annihilation or Sinestro Corps War.
Yeah.
Where I don't feel like there was a real serious editor attached to this because they didn't really think anything about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the case. I mean, there were some glaring errors where specifically we were talking earlier and the Thor in this is not Thor.
Right.
It's Eric Masterson. It's Thunderstrike. Yes. And
even though he has Thor's hammer.
And he keeps throwing Thor's hammer around, and it's like, that's very confusing because he had the nerd problems here. But, you know, Thunderstrike has the big T on the end of his hammer.
It's
and it's
very
and it's,
much a mace.
It's three-sided as well. Yeah. It's not really a hammer. But you keep seeing Thor's hammer being thrown by Eric Masterson. So that was confusing just a little bit, but...
And he also keeps thinking to himself, I hope nobody realizes I'm not really Thor.
That's true. He does. He thinks that a lot.
Adam Warlock, the protagonist / lead jerk in this story.
Oh, man.
Who seems to know everything about everybody.
Like, yeah.
Never mentions it either.
Right. Exactly.
Because you'd think he'd bring it up being like, well, you're not really Thor, but I guess whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, I guess we'll just do this.
Because speaking of 90s things I never paid attention to, I never paid attention to Thunderstrike. So I had very little idea what was going on.
I know very little about
it. So when I got confused, I did a Wikipedia thing where I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
And what is his story? And I got very little. There's really not a lot to his story. There was no... My only thing I wanted to know was where Thor was at this time. And that was like the one thing that I couldn't find anywhere. But yeah, Eric Masterson. So he has that weird mace thing, and he turns into a Donald Blake type character with a stick.
Right. Didn't he have like a vest for like a period of time too, and he was like big into the large ponytail?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
You are absolutely correct.
In this,
he's pretending to be Thor, and then I think he later becomes maybe that's it. Maybe he has Thor's hammer here, and then he becomes Thunderstrike later.
Okay.
You know what?
When regular Thor shows back up?
Fucked if I know what.
I don't know.
I'm making stuff up. Okay, so Infinity... Back to...
This is what happens when someone comes to the store. They start asking me these questions, and I go, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Look like a real a-hole.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but back to Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes.
Can I
say how I love on the second page, after Mephisto is like monologuing about how cool Thanos is.
Yeah.
He just made a rock sculpture that says God.
Yeah.
And he's standing on the cliff looking at it like grinning like an idiot.
That's great.
Like, I mean, right off the bat, he's like, look how cool I am.
Check this shit out. Yeah, absolutely. That was a great move.
Yeah.
So the big plot that, like, that drove Infinity War, the movie, the deaths, it's literally, you see in this, it's like literally, what, 4 pages in, basically, he does that move, and it's like, after that, it's just recovery for the rest of the storyline.
Yeah, there's a lot of him yakking about everything he's accomplished.
Yep.
There's those three people who die.
Yes.
Immediately.
Right. You don't get a lot of anything substantive from Thanos until later.
I don't know who this person was, but that ghoul that was hanging out with Death.
Yes.
Who just keeps pointing out that Thanos is actually just kind of screwing up left and right until he just makes him explode.
Yes.
I did enjoy that.
Yeah, I did too.
Unfortunately, he's gone on like page 10.
Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff that I feel like I missed because...
So 33, he snaps his finger.
Yeah.
Page 33.
Page 33.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of stuff about Soul World very early on that if you didn't read a lot of stuff, I think you needed to hit a lot of stuff before you got into it because mm-hmm. I think that stuff happens before Thanos Quest, which is the lead up to this, was a 2-part Starlin book leading up to this where he's literally collecting all of the
Warlock and Thanos were working together.
Yes.
And now they're not.
Now they're not.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, thank goodness we have Wikipedia when this book is being re-released.
Yeah, 100%. Because, I mean, in addition to the Masterson weird continuity with Thor, mm-hmm. you've got Smart Hulk again. You've got...
Please, I call him Romper Hulk.
It is a darling romper.
He wears
romper.
A jumpsuit everywhere he goes.
Yeah, I mean, that is a sensible fashion choice when you are a Hulk, I think. And then you get... So we're here with, like... We get basically Pip the Troll showing up.
Ugh. Well, can we stop for a second?
No, sure.
Justify Pip the Troll to me as a character.
I can't.
What does he do? What is his function?
There's nothing. And actually, this is something when I was looking this stuff up.
Okay.
Perez talks about that as well, where he's like, okay. Perez got like rip shit about the plot of this thing, where he's like, because really? He was very busy with something else and he was already getting behind with some other art that he was doing.
Yeah.
And he was like, listen, dude, this is a 3-issue story.
Yeah.
Why is this 6 giant issues?
Right.
This should have been 3 issues. And you know, Starlin was like, well, because they're paying for every issue probably, you know,
yeah.
Like, and so
was this the beginning of them like trying to milk it for all it's worth? You think?
I can only imagine because there is so much superfluous stuff. I mean, those two characters when they show up, they're like Pip and the woman who turns green,
Gamora.
Oh, is that really Gamora?
That's supposed to be a Gamora.
So they come from Soul World and take over dead bodies.
Yeah, that's the gist I got. They show those three people dying.
Oh,
like
man,
and you're not supposed
that.
To feel bad about them because they suck.
Nope, we don't care about them.
And then. I guess the only way to get out of Soul World is to take over dead bodies.
Okay.
Because Adam Warlock did.
Okay. All right.
And then they slowly transform into...
Okay.
But before Gamora gets axed with the finger
right.
snap,
yep.
before she can even get a chance to change over.
Right. The other thing is that Gamora seems surprised that she's turning green as well. She's like, oh, that's a delightful color. I like this.
Yeah.
That's like, I think weren't you always green?
Yeah, I don't even know if she's green. If they show her, yeah, she is in Soul World. Oh, actually, that was one of the notes I had. Who is this guy?
Oh, I love this dude. So there is this guy that looks kind of like Swamp Thing if he was a Fabergé egg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's I've seen him pop up in so many comic books, and
yeah,
I have no idea who he is.
I do not know the answer to that question. I feel like as a comic shop owner, I should know who this weirdo is, but he's like he's a Soul World denizen,
yeah.
who looks like a big egg.
Yeah, with spider eyes.
He's got spider eyes and like Swamp Thing face.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've seen him multiple times. Like I feel like people just throw him in now, but
I would too.
All right.
Okay. So. All
right.
So our story goes like this. Listen, we're 10 minutes in. Let's.
I guess we'll talk about the book.
Talk about the book.
I want to talk about the egg monster, but that's fine.
The egg monster
is one
is
panel of this entire
absolutely
thing.
Interesting. So you've got Thanos.
Yep.
He has the gauntlet from the start of this thing. He's already collected all of the gems at this point.
Yes.
And then, so death has brought him back, is the story. So he had died previously, and death brought him back. It's weird. They explain why the Avengers can't beat him in two different ways. Like, they retcon it by, like, issue 5.
They said when she brought him back, she boosted his power.
Boosted his powers.
And then he went and got the gems, which she didn't think was cool.
Yeah.
She didn't like that.
Okay.
She never speaks in this, so you never... It's all kind of implied that
she just kind of turns her back on him when she's pissed.
And he keeps getting more mad.
Right.
And doing dumber stuff.
Yes. And then eventually he gets fed up with her, and he's like, you know what? I like you.
Yeah.
But you know what? I could make somebody who I like even more a lady me.
Yes. Someone who will actually show affection towards
me. Right. Yeah, so that's...
But he doesn't realize that it's his actions is the reason why she's not showing affection to her.
The
problem is
typical.
Ultimate power, but not ultimate listening. His problem.
If only he had a listening gem. So
what if Marvel's scribbling this down right now? Oh my god! It's the what women want of Infinity Gems.
Okay, the problem I'm going to have with talking about this whole thing is that one of the big characters in this is Eros. And he is like one of he is literally the most problematic character in all of Marvel, as far as I'm concerned.
A lot of the story is problematic, but yes.
He's especially problematic on the fact that basically his powers are upsetting.
Emotional control.
Yeah, but he uses them to
get laid.
Yeah, and it's unbelievably wrong and like on every level.
Right.
But... the first time that was ever called out was in that
She-Hulk,
where She-Hulk basically finds him and beats the crap out of him and is like, if you ever do this again, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh yeah.
That was Dan Slott, right?
I guess it's wrong to do this. Interesting. We learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Something that everyone should literally know. That
millennia of manipulating women, turns out it's wrong.
Huh, weird. Yeah. So he's a problematic character, but...
He is.
In defense of that, they do tie him to a chair and just torture him for the entirety of the...
They really do.
So Eros, a.k.a. Star Fox?
I believe that's his name. His code name is Star Fox.
Okay. When he was on the Avengers, he was Star Fox.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, he was on the Avengers.
I'm having a hard time with that.
This is why people didn't like the Avengers in the 80s and 90s. Because, like...
Yeah,
these
but
teams were just like, who... It's a real who's who of who cares.
It really is. That, I mean... Yeah, there's that list that shows up where it's just like a big page of all
these people that have disappeared.
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at who's disappeared. I know 90% of these people. Who is Box?
Box, he was in Alpha Flight, wasn't he? Or he was like part of like the Russian Iron Man robots.
Oh, he totally was. I think you're right. That makes sense. Oh, yeah. And then
I told you, I didn't know who Diamond Lil was.
I think...
You thought that was Diamondback.
I think it's Diamondback, but I could be wrong.
And neither one of us knew who Makari.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
Nope. Not a clue.
Also, Shaman.
Well, who's Windshear?
Where's Windshear?
All the way down and to the right.
Whoa. That's another one. No clue who that is.
Don't know who Windshear is.
Shaman has two people in that photo.
Yes.
Looks like one of them is Moon Knight.
Huh. Yep. There are some... Listen, they had to move really fast on this. But again, okay, so we have Pip the Troll, and he serves no purpose.
Right.
He's not moving anything forward except to just talk when Warlock is not speaking.
Right.
So at the times when Warlock is being aloof and trying to be mysterious, you get Pip the Troll being comic relief, I guess.
Is he comic relief, though?
Not good comic relief, but
He's like that one aspect of Wolverine. He's like the jerk aspect of Wolverine, but then he has none of the redeeming qualities of Wolverine.
He's like the Rob Schneider. Is kind of like... He's very... I mean, honestly, if this was...
I mean, if this was made in the 90s... Literally naked in a hotel room watching Elf.
Yeah, if this was literally made as a movie in the 90s, you know that he would have been Rob Schneider. Like, 100%. So... That's so very little. You get this. They're responding to this gigantic earth-shattering thing where Thanos snaps his fingers, everybody dies.
Yeah.
And then they go around. It's also causing earthquakes and
he has an emotional outburst.
Oh, that was the moment when he freaks out and then the planets start exploding.
Yeah, he sends like a shockwave through the universe.
Okay, and then Japan disappears.
He threw a temper tantrum because Death didn't like what he did already.
Ah, yes.
And then that's what set up all the earthquakes. A lot of buildings crashed down. California fell into the ocean. Japan was gone.
Okay.
The Earth fell out of its orbit.
That like, all of that seems very bad.
You know? Can I say that S.H.I.E.L.D. looks significantly cooler back in the 90s, though?
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree with that.
Like, it's, like, very sexy. Like, everything about
it's, it. It's really, it's way more Mad Men. Like, everybody's smoking.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a really, like, chill hangout
like
spot.
Ladies in pencil skirts just, like, leaning on desks and being like, what's up, Nick?
Oh, God.
Saving the world, baby. It's like...
Oh. Yeah. It's definitely, it has definitely gotten way more boring. With Disney's interference, unfortunately. So, okay, I'd like to also, another thing that I had a problem understanding just because I didn't know who it was. I don't know anything about Quasar.
Quasar. Yeah, he's got the negabands, or the quantum bands.
Okay.
That's his deal. I feel like the quantum bands show up every once in a while.
He's like Space Ghost? Like, what are the quantum bands.
Well,
what do
quantum
they do?
Bands, you can make it. It's kind of like a Green Lantern ring.
Oh, okay. Because
you can make whatever you want out of quantum energy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think
that
he was meant to
useful.
Be like a solo Green Lantern type character.
Is he any relation to Marvel Man?
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because he's got a giant weird head following him around.
I know.
Just like Marvel Boy.
I know.
Like,
I know. I really don't know. I've read a few issues of Quasar when I was a kid, and that was my basic takeaway, was that he has quantum bands.
He's got a giant weird head that follows him.
He's got a weird plant that tells him what to do, head planet plant thing.
Okay,
floats around and judges him while
sure.
he does things.
Sure, I gotcha. Okay, then let's get on to my next issue here, which is, what was the plan? Can you tell me what the plan was for attacking Thanos? So they all figure out that Thanos is the villain. They decide this. Adam Warlock exists. They're told that Adam Warlock exists outside of probability or outside of causality or something.
They say it at the end. It's like chaos and order, I think.
Right. So he doesn't figure into the universe as a whole when it comes to fate, give or take.
Because I think he originates from Soul World.
Right. So he's somehow outside of all of this.
Yes.
So because of this, he's the one that's going to lay down the plan, because he can somehow do something that literally it would be impossible for them to beat Thanos no matter what, except that he is this X factor because he's outside of this world.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, and basically, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But I feel like his plan in this book is to just throw enough corpses at Thanos that he gets distracted. And I think literally they say that.
Yeah. My understanding is that Earth's heroes are sent off knowing full well that he knows that they're going to die.
They think they
got a chance.
Yeah.
And his whole idea is that he's going to fire the Silver Surfer off when Thanos is distracted for a second and just snatch it.
That's
the first plan.
It's not a great plan.
I'm not gonna lie. It's not good.
There's a lot
of times where Dr. Doom's like, are we really gonna trust this guy? Are we gonna go with his plan? He looks kind of like an idiot. And I'm like, maybe we should have been more open to Dr. Doom's input.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, there were some real moments where, like, when he's pitching his plan too, when Warlock is pitching the plan, he's like, it's going to need to be incredibly intricate and perfect, and everything's going to have to be brilliantly crafted. Everybody run at him now. Yeah. And I'll grab the glove.
Wait. Yeah. Hold on.
Are you sure you're not an idiot?
Am I supposed to get bludgeoned with a rock? It's all part of the plan, Spider-Man.
Oh, man. Yeah, then Cyclops gets a box put around his head and just starts shooting his own face with his own
I think
eye
it was
beams.
The Iron Man one that actually struck me the most.
What happened to Iron Man? I know that his head came off.
Yeah, well, Taraxia, like, tackles him off panel, and then she just comes back with his head.
With his head.
And there's just blood coming out of the helmet, and she's like, he's dead.
It's like, apparently. That was a good one, turning Wolverine into jelly.
Like, his bones to rubber.
His bones turned into rubber.
Yep.
So he's just kind of blargling around on the ground.
I mean, so psyched that the Brown costume was back.
Didn't kill him, though, which was an interesting choice. He's just, I mean, I don't know how he's surviving in space anyway.
You know.
Wait a second. whatever.
Well, no. He, Dr. Strange said he cast a spell on him. They got 60 minutes.
60 minutes. Got it.
There's a time limit on it for some reason. I don't understand.
Cool. So we'd skipped ahead, but Taraxia. So yes. He creates a female version of himself. He does a Bride of Frankenstein number where he makes a Lady Thanos, essentially.
Yeah, I think in an effort to make
because
Death jealous.
Well,
too.
I think he's just sick of Death's shit. I think that like she's after this point, he pretty much just ignores her. He's like, "Will you stand by my side?" And she's like, "Meh." And he's like, "You know what? Fine. I don't care.
I'll just make my own girlfriend.
I'll make my own girlfriend.
I got a girlfriend from camp in Michigan, and I'm going to make her right now."
Yeah. And then she shows up, and she just appears, and she does like an over-the-head dance move. She looks kind of like Dazzler.
Yep.
She looks like a purple Dazzler.
Yeah.
Very nice move. and so here's... I hate to what-if this story, but we were talking about it earlier, and
yes,
it feels a lot like... So the move here, I'm probably going to skip way too far ahead.
That's okay.
But so what winds up happening at the end, we have this big throwdown.
Mm-hmm.
All of the Celestials get involved. You got Galactus and Eternity and like all these like...
Some people I've never heard of.
Right.
Like they just don't use them anymore.
Right, exactly.
But they're apparently out there.
They're epic. Like forces of the universe that are basically taking some sort of anthropomorphic form to do battle with Thanos.
Yep.
And then while everyone's distracted, Nebula grabs the gauntlet. Now, the thing that's weird about this is, so Nebula has had zero lines so far. She has no dialogue up until this point.
He's turned her into like a walking corpse that can't die. So that she can suffer for eternity.
Yeah, he's just been torturing her for some reason. Just doesn't like her. Whatever.
Hates his grandkids.
Yeah, just being mean. But doesn't it feel like it would make a lot more sense if basically Taraxia, being the embodiment of Thanos with his same desires and everything else,
yeah,
if she was the one that grabbed the gauntlet and he's like, "Oh, well, God damn it. That would make, you know, yeah, look at me. I should have made her a little less like me.
Right.
It didn't feel, I mean, Nebula, of course, just basically goes and does the exact same thing. She's still angry and pissed off and just kills more people and gets more omnipotent.
She does reverse everything, though.
That is true.
She does do that to take that away from him.
Okay. So she reverses everything.
She does.
Oh, okay. Of all the things I missed, that was another one.
Yeah. She says, turn the clock back 24 hours.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yep.
And everyone's alive again.
Yeah. So all of that stuff happens. And then they, again, manage to wrestle the gauntlet off her hand. And it goes to Adam Warlock.
Yes. And then Adam Warlock just basically says, you have to accept this.
Yeah. Everyone's like, why should we accept it? Because I've got it.
Yeah.
And everyone goes... Yeah,
okay. I guess we don't really have much of a choice.
That's a good
now,
point. You know, I've been turned to pudding 3 times today. I think I'm just going to go, "Yep, that's cool."
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff has happened, and then Thanos blows himself up with a thermonuclear bomb.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was a weird choice.
That was a weird choice. So Thanos says, "Well, screw you guys. I have a thermonuclear device in my belt.
Yeah.
I'm going to trigger this thing." Eric Masterson says, "Screw you," smacks him with his hammer. He flies off into space.
Yeah.
And then explodes somewhere out in space.
Yes.
So this does not kill him.
No.
It just makes him naked. And then he shows up on a farm planet.
He does.
Is that Soul World or is that just some place that he's...
That is a different planet. I remember this because in the beginning of Infinity War... They cut to the farm planet.
Okay. And so he's no longer happy on the farm planet.
No. He realizes something's amiss at the beginning of Infinity War. Like, he was out there just being like, "I just want to grow my corn."
I wish that was true.
The crops do. I don't have time for this.
I did like I liked the fake out, that little moment. They basically show what looks like his corpse.
Yeah.
Where it's like, ah, look, you're just like an empty suit. And it's going to be a skeleton in it. And it's like, oh, no, he's using it as a scarecrow.
Yeah.
Huh, how charming.
No, it's good. Oh yeah, this was a weird dev too, actually, just flipping through this, where he encased Namor and She-Hulk in hair.
Yeah, that was like the place that he touched them just started growing fuzz.
And then they died.
And then they died.
Which was very strange.
Yeah, there were definitely some very interesting deaths. I mean, I can see why they chose to make Infinity War the movie mostly about killing people off. I mean, that being...
Well, you still haven't seen the movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, so. it's interesting reading this after seeing the movie.
Really?
It is.
Okay.
Because
it instantly gets reversed right at the end.
What?
The whole thing. Well, in this.
Oh, in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets reversed in this one, but like the movie, it's all about the build up to the finger snap.
Okay, yeah. Which is, yeah, that's what I thought
was
interesting.
But
this
one, it's
well,
like right off the bat, right. And you're just like, oh, okay, like he just does it.
Either end of first issue or
which
beginning of
makes more sense,
issue.
Like storyline-wise, because if you got it, why wouldn't you just do it? Why, you know?
Right.
But I was more surprised, though, because all the heroes die in issue 4 of a 6-part series.
Yes.
So everyone's dead. By,
well, I mean, with the exception of those...
For the most part.
Right.
You know, like everybody that you normally
everybody
go
you,
pick up a monthly
right,
about
exactly.
has died some type of horrible death at this point. Like, Thor got turned to glass, he's shattered, Quasar just got melted after his hands got burnt off. Like, everyone's having a day.
Yeah.
And then...
And also that...
You've got two more issues after that.
That's
so.
True. And the other thing that's interesting is you've got two more issues that are done by Len... What's his name?
Oh, Len Wein?
No. Who's the artist? So Perez basically couldn't... Ron Lim.
Okay.
Perez couldn't finish the book. And so he made it to, like, I think issue 3 or 4, and then just stopped. I think that he inked some of the covers for Ron Lim.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, as a whole, Lim is a friggin' trooper, because I don't know a lot of people who can even fill the panels the way that Perez does. Like, Perez is very, like, he's so busy and he has so many tiny little panels.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that it's not a jarring change between artists.
When you say that, though, it makes me laugh, because when the Celestials and everybody first show up to fight Thanos.
Yeah.
And then Doctor Strange is like, oh my god, an engagement of that magnitude could... And then they say basically words describing what it would be like. But it's just this explosion of red and
yes.
yellow. And it's like, I'm not drawing that. It's like... How about 3 pages of explosions of color? How about that?
I will say, so this is, so what's interesting about this, you can probably hear that we're flipping pages madly in these books, but
there's a lot of little crazy bits in
this. There is, but it's what I think is funny about this for me, and this is going to sound very strange from somebody who runs a comic shop selling like physical media. I read this digitally because I didn't have the book.
Yeah.
It was selling crazy for the, well, and that's the thing is I originally read a digital version and then I was like, let me check this out. And it is so superior in the printed version. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much nicer. And again, I really am not saying that as a, like, let me sell you something kind of thing. I really, it's night and day. The coloring is so freaking
gorgeous.
Yeah,
I don't think the old style of coloring really lends itself to digital very well.
No, it doesn't. You know? And this, I think, is digitally recolored. I think this new version, the third edition that we have here, I think this is all like a digital recolor, because it's all ridiculously bold, like Kirby pinks and things that, like,
yeah,
aren't necessarily things that Marvel was doing in the 90s. It's pretty. I'm really shocked. I dug this so much, and I find myself so unable to read 90s comics these days. I'll go back to certain things and I'll just be like, boy, I sure did love this run of X-Men. Whoa.
No, I didn't.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
this,
like,
is,
I never want to go back and read X-Force.
Holy crap. I
don't want
that
to.
Was an exact example, because yeah. I was like, man, you know what I loved? X-Man.
Oh,
I
no.
loved X-Man.
You were like,
and
I don't actually.
It turns out I'm not really as much of a fan of X-Man as I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it does have nostalgia factor. And there are also some really great artists on that run as well. And he he suffers from big, weird, round monster, too. He's got Sugar Man. That's another...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's another big, doesn't weird, he get, giant head.
Is it Orphan Maker, like, one of his roles? Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah, Orphan Maker.
Nanny and Orphan Maker, those egg people that show up.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. So we've got... This is... This thing... I can't explain most of the plot, but I definitely dug it. And I would...
I could probably try.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I'm going to let you try to just drop the whole plot right.
All right. Now. Story starts off. Death brings Thanos back, says, there's more people alive than ever died. We got to fix this.
Right.
So she brings Thanos back, supercharges him, says, go to it. Thanos goes a little off script from her plan, gets all the Infinity Stones, gets the Infinity Gauntlet together, which makes him stronger than her, which she's not a fan of.
Okay.
Shuns him. Realizes that he didn't kill half the universe. Immediately does it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam Strange goes, oh crap. No, not Adam Strange. Warlock.
Warlock. Yeah.
Goes, oh crap. Gets out of the Infinity Stone. Gets all the remaining Earth's heroes together and goes, okay, go fight him. I've got a huge plan. Doesn't work. Tries to snatch the gauntlet. Fails. Celestials show up. They try to stop him. Lose. He becomes Eternity. And, yeah, he becomes... What? Thanos becomes Eternity.
Okay.
Because he beats Eternity. So he becomes the universe.
Okay, okay.
And that's when he's in his little coma. And that's when Nebula can...
Jesus, man.
Swipe the gauntlet off. I read this last night, so bear with me.
Good job, man. Seriously, I didn't pull any of that from it.
Yeah. Then Nebula swipes it. She's a little off her rocker. So that's the problem with her, because she's a little easier to beat. But she does reverse everything Thanos did just to spite him.
Right. And she's not, because he also is literally a god already. He's a titan.
Right.
So he's basically like a demigod.
Right.
Before he even starts with being powered up or any of these other things, he's already a formidable, whereas Nebula.
Nebula.
Is not.
Right. She's also been tortured for so long that she doesn't really know what she's doing.
She's
trying to fight
off
the entire universe.
Okay.
She still manages to do it, but it was a lot harder. And then Adam Strange, Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange has a big part in this, which was
Adam
surprising.
Warlock, Doctor Adam, Strange. Strange, yes. Warlock, Doctor Adam.
I want Adam Strange in this book
I know
so badly.
You do.
Why can't he Zeta beam into this? So Warlock, Doctor Strange, Hulk comes back, Thor comes back.
Yes.
Silver Surfer's still there.
Romper Hulk.
Romper Hulk shows back up. They manage to get the gauntlet off of her again because Adam Warlock exists outside of the rules.
Right.
Which is because
he's
such
an
ex machina.
He lives in Deus Ex Machina.
Oh, just stuff doesn't apply to me. That's how this works. He gets the gauntlet and basically tells everyone to eat it.
Yes.
That's it. Sorry. I've got this now and you're going to have to live with that. And sends everybody back. And then he shows up and goes, hey, Thanos, any advice? And he goes, it sucks. I'd get rid of it. Like that.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. That kind of was it.
Yeah.
And the omniscient narrator basically says, it looks like Thanos got the better end of the deal or something at the end.
He did, because he got to live.
Because he got to live and didn't have to be omnipotent. He got to just make corn
grow. He just
grow.
Got to grow whatever he's, whatever. I don't know. There's vanilla shortage. Maybe he's been growing vanilla. Who knows?
I don't
know.
I could be. I'm assuming with a scarecrow, mm-hmm. It's something that whatever that planet's crows like.
I shudder to think, but there was also that
human
weird scene,
skin.
There was that weird scene too, where like Warlock, I got it right this time.
Yeah, nice.
Like totally took apart Thanos,
because
he was talking about. He's like, well, once we beat Nebula, I'm going to take the gauntlet back, and he's like, no, you're not. And he's like, because you don't, you know, in your heart, you don't deserve it because you suck. You know, and
yeah.
He's just like, remember when you had the Cosmic Cube? Remember when you had this? Remember when you had the gauntlet? You subconsciously blew your plan every time because you know that you're not capable of handling this. And then he's like, damn you, Warlock. All right, fine. We'll go do this. You know, it's like,
yeah, that's true. And they say that at the beginning, too, that the only reason, well, that was why I said that they retconned it twice, because essentially they were like, oh, well, why couldn't the Avengers just beat them? And then the answer was because she powered him up. But then the other answer was because he had every single time let them win.
Yeah, I think that's what Vision said.
Basically said that something in his, he had just basically his, I don't know, his subconscious caused him to lose.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys say.
Okay. Exactly. That's, yeah, that's a real no prize for whoever wrote that in, but
yeah,
whatever.
But I would say that's the basic structure of this book.
I agree.
Okay. If anyone's looking for a synopsis and they don't want to read it,
yeah,
I think that was it. But it's what was interesting to me too, like just a couple other things, was the little roles that characters that are very popular now have. Like Iron Man is like just kind of shows up.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, in the 90s,
like, Spider-Man, come on in. He's like, okay, I'll join your merry gang, you know. But it's like, but Cersei's a part of the Avengers.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, the number of characters that nobody cares about that were 90s. This is something that I kind of, I mean, it's a real shame. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's cool that they did this. I don't know. I feel like in these sorts of situations, I love when they change characters around, and I love when they do all these sorts of wacky things with characters. I love mm-hmm. all of that. But I really wish that whenever they do a gigantic, like, earth-changing story or whatever,
yeah,
I wish that literally they just said, fuck it, Thor's in it. Fuck it, Hulk is Hulk. Fuck yeah. it. You know, just like, don't, you know, I love your current continuity and I love that you're doing fun things with all these characters.
Yeah.
But revert to original continuity and make a forever story that, you okay. know, so that 30 years in the future, if somebody comes back and reads Infinity Gauntlet, they don't go, Thor looks dumb.
You know what book's really
Why
bad
does
for
Thor
that?
Have a really stupid ponytail?
Yeah. You know what book's awful for that?
What's that?
DC versus Marvel. Have you read that one?
No.
Look at that one with that thought in mind.
Ooh.
It's real rough.
That's too bad.
It's real rough.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like that was, so this is probably at least a tiny bit based on the idea of Crisis on Infinite Earth, sort of probably
yeah.
trying to do something on that scale.
I'd say so.
And Crisis on Infinite Earths just nails it. I mean, they got Perez to do this, so I mean, I'm sure that they had that in the back of their yeah. head somewhere.
They're just like, damn it, we need one too.
Yeah, I mean, and he was drawing even tinier back then. But man,
but that one had real loss.
It did, and it well, exactly. It had permanence.
Yeah,
where this, I mean, in defense, they had originally planned this to just skate across a bunch of annuals, like Evolutionary War.
Right.
You know,
that's why I think like they were just kind of putting it out to put it out, but I don't think they really thought it would become a thing.
Right. I don't think they realized, I mean, originally it wasn't supposed to be a thing, and then somebody just along the way was like, you know what, I really like Thanos. I think this could be something fun and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's such an, it's so easy to dismiss him as a dark side ripoff that I think a lot of people underestimate him as a character.
Mm-hmm.
But I
and
think
no Thanos copter in this one.
God, the lack of Thanos copter. We got that issue in.
Oh, we did?
Spidey Super Stories.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, the issue of Spidey Super Stories where he's
damn
driving
you, Hellcat.
Yeah,
Hellcat. Can win my Thanos copter.
Somehow he can't hold on to the cosmic cube.
Well, he's trying to fly a helicopter.
You got the cosmic cube. Make a self-flying helicopter.
Teach yourself helicopter lessons. Give yourself helicopter lessons with the cosmic cube.
You know, it seems like that would be kind of a thing you'd do.
Yeah.
Or something.
But yeah, that was my impression. Like, I didn't feel like people were really paying attention to it. That's why you could get away with a book where someone rips Iron Man's head off and stuff
Absolutely.
Like that. Absolutely. And then afterwards, I feel like with Infinity War, even though we haven't got there, I've read it yet, but I remember there being a lot of tie-ins to Infinity War. And I remember Infinity War being like really pushed. They're like,
yes.
Oh, look, we're back at this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, remember how cool that thing was? You know, and then it like kind of reaches that point where it starts to become a little overproduced.
Right, exactly. You know? Oh, man.
So if you're looking for the underground super punk rock Thanos story, then pick up Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Before the man got his fingers in it.
The thing that I just flipped to that I really love, the moment that the hammer gets thrown at Thor, Thor throws his hammer at Thanos' face.
Yeah.
And he stops it in midair with the time stopping ability.
Yep.
It's very Ragnarok looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear that they borrowed that little moment for that, which is, it was a good use of it.
It's a good moment.
It is a good moment.
They do a little bit of that stuff in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, but none of it's permanent. Like, well, there's a point where like he turns Mantis like into ribbons.
Oh, so
and Drax turns into rocks and falls apart, but then the second he leaves, they reform.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
So it's like, it's still cool though. But I remember being like, "Oh, that's cool," you know, just like, "Oh, that's
right."
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, he had somebody who was. I think he turned Star Fox into ribbons. So Eros was like,
God, he turned him into everything.
Exactly. Had, like, Eros weird, was just like a little
weird teeth worms like going through him at 1.2. I don't.
Yeah, yeah, real rough day for him.
Yeah.
And so. So Eros is the brother of Thanos.
Yes.
Who else were his other brothers? He has like four other brothers. I think so.
I know they said Mentor was his dad.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. So there's Mentor. The gardener is related to him somehow. Is he also a Titan?
I have no idea.
Oh, interesting. Okay, because I remember reading Thanos.
The gardener's like one of like the original
he was,
brothers, though, right?
He was one of the ones that was keeping one of the Infinity Stones, and Thanos then went and murdered
like
him.
And
took
the Game Master and all those other dudes. Yeah.
So maybe they're
the
not
collector
literally
and all those.
Okay, they may not literally. Yeah. Yes. So strange, but I gotta say, like end of the day, like. I absolutely recommend this book. Like, as far as book club goes, like this definitely goes on the list. And I really didn't, I thought that this was all hype for the movie and all this stuff. And it was like, guys, don't read this terrible 90s book.
No, it's good,
but it really is good. But also,
especially if you've seen the movie and you've never read it.
Yeah.
Which was me, by all means, definitely pick it up. I think it's very interesting to compare the two.
I was super, super stoked on it. And the other thing I would definitely recommend in the same realm is Thanos Rising by Jason Aaron, which was awesome.
Yep.
Basically just portrays Thanos growing up and basically is a serial killer story on a cosmic scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How like, he's just like tearing apart little animals and like doing all sorts of things to figure out how death works.
They've done a lot to make him more serious. Since then, because I mean, he was very goofy when they first introduced him.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Well, I mean, the Spidey Super Stories was a kid's book, so to be fair, the Thanos Copter was a little bit.
It's canon. It is, okay, yeah, that's.
I believe it is canon, but what were the other? I can't even remember the other instances that he showed up. But he was considered kind of a threat in that kind of like goofy, like Copper Age kind of way.
Yeah. Like an Avengers threat, though.
Right, exactly. I mean, but again, anything that's from that era is going to be that kind of threat because they were very conscientious about keeping to, at least, even though Marvel wasn't in the comics code, keeping somewhere around that level of death and destruction.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, though. You grew up reading comics around the same time as me.
I did not.
You did not. Okay. In my opinion, the serious threats in the 90s came from the X-Men. The serious threats did not come from Avengers books.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Apocalypse was a problem.
Oh, so
Kang was not. Like, as far as my overall view of like Marvel comics, like if something bad was happening in X-Men, that was the stuff that everybody paid attention to.
No, you're right. And that
like,
was
whoever the Avengers were fiddling around with, who cares? You know,
because the Avengers were basically immortal. Like, the Avengers were so powerful that you never worried about them dying. But the X-Men were dropping like flies.
Right.
Like, you're like, wow, Maggot, I'm really into this character. Oh my God, he died in a friggin' like concentration camp of the future.
Yeah, like when there's a big apocalypse story, like you take notice.
Absolutely.
Like in the 80s and 90s, that was a big deal. And it's like, oh no.
Because there were a bunch of sideline X-Men characters that you cared about.
Yeah.
And there were not a lot of like sideline Avengers characters that you cared about.
No.
I mean, and I guess in the 90s especially, because that was when the X-Men really hit their stride for, you know, mass consumption.
But I mean, it wasn't until, for me personally, it wasn't until Bendis took New Avengers that I started caring about the Avengers, and I felt like they took center stage for...
Ooh, that was so good.
When they have a problem, that's when it affects everybody else.
Yeah.
Whereas before that, if the X-Men had a problem, it affected everybody else.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, it felt like the X-Men's problems were so much worse and that everything was always going wrong for them.
Yeah.
Where eventually you were like the same old Batman Superman issue where you're like, Tony Stark's going to fix it. You know, eventually the Hulk's going to punch it in the face and it's going to die.
Right.
It'll be fine. You know,
it didn't seem like there was any stakes.
No matter how many Ultrons you have, the Hulk will probably punch them until they're gone.
Right.
But yeah, but with the X-Men, you're like, eh, you can only snicked so much until until the brood finally eat everybody.
Right. Whereas I feel like this one feels different.
Yeah, it does.
This maybe, and I don't know, I didn't obviously read a lot of the Avengers growing up because I thought they were lame in the 80s and 90s. Because
yeah.
I think Spidey said it once in the book when they first asked him to do it. He was just like, you know, these are the jocks.
Yeah.
I'm the nerd, and now I don't hang out with them, you know? Yeah. And but I feel like the Thanos one is like the first time I feel like, oh, we've got an Avengers problem that's everybody's problem.
Right.
And we got to deal with it.
Adding Luke Cage to the team for New Avengers was like great. Adding Spidey to the team was great. That was that was one of those things that fixed it. I agree. Yeah. And also Mephisto. Jesus, stop putting Mephisto in comics.
Why?
What was his purpose in this?
To hang around his shoulder. He was like the snake from Robin Hood, the cartoon.
Literally, all of this could have taken place.
Ooh, I don't know if you should do that, Thanos.
Ooh, what if you did this instead?
Exactly. But, wouldn't it be delightful if you turned everyone into slinkies?
Well, okay, so...
Yeah, it's a good idea. Right?
Except, basically, every time Mephisto said anything, he was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if everyone was turned into cookies? And then he's like, shut the fuck up, Mephisto. He's like, I'm going to do something else. And every single time that was what happened. He was just like, shut up. And then he did whatever he felt like.
But he almost
like.
Got him.
I guess.
He was the one that almost tricked him, though.
I guess, but it was Nebula at the end.
I know. But the devil did try and get it. And he was like, oh, the devil, I should have known you'd be the devil. Just like now.
See, what they needed was a Ghost Rider.
No Ghost Rider in this.
That was real weird.
There's a whole page dedicated to Moon Knight.
Yeah, they were pushing Moon Knight hard at this time. And they'll never stop pushing Moon Knight. And I, Marv Wolfman has already gone on record as saying that, like, they basically told him to make a Batman. They were like, Marvel needs a Batman. Make him. And he was like, okay.
He's a Moon Knight?
Moon Knight? I don't know. We'll take this character from Werewolf by Night, try to make him into Batman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This whole thing's too, because even on the back, they're just like, the New Warriors are in this. And it's like... Oh, yeah, you were really pushing the New Warriors back then, too, and it's...
You only saw Nova for, like, 2 seconds, too. He just kind of shows up and
he
you
He turns
see, like...
him into Legos.
Oh. That's pretty
he
funny.
He shows up for 2 seconds, he gets turned into Legos.
How does Thanos know what a fucking Lego
that's,
is?
That was one of my thoughts. I was just like, that's a weird choice for Thanos.
So now we know that Thanos played with Legos at some point in his...
such a dork growing up.
Oh, my God.
When he wasn't dissecting animals, he was building sweet Lego vehicles.
He turned Speedball into a stack of Magic the Gathering cards. Oh, wow, that's really weird.
He turned Cyclops into Pogs.
Oh, it is the 90s. He probably did.
And the Hulk's an Erector set.
Mm. Oh, throwback.
These are all his favorite toys.
Oh, man. So, I guess we've said all there is that can be said about the Infinity Gauntlet at this point.
Oh, and Drax is super different in this.
Oh.
Big, dumb, purple cape wearing Drax. If you like modern Drax, you're going to hate old Drax.
Oh,
just an FYI.
Yeah.
That's my only disclaimer.
Drax looks like... Oh, God. I don't even know what Drax looks like. He reminds me of... is it Count Duckula? I think that's what he reminds me of. A giant green Count Duckula.
It's like if Count Duckula met the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very... It's real bad. He looks... Worse, he looks like a He-Man figure. He's even got... the same like skull and crossbones belt that literally one of the He-Man figures has.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's not a good look.
No.
And the big purple head thing.
The overhaul they did on him was deserved and needed.
And much needed. I mean, he was not a character that they ever could have gone anywhere else with.
Yeah, if you're coming into this loving the Guardians movies, be prepared for how weird Drax is in this.
I feel like someday someone's going to go back and do a George Lucas to all these old books and be like, wait, we're dropping normal Drax in that doesn't look
stupid. If it's they're fixing Drax, I'm okay with that.
And we're adding a bunch of computer animated Jawas. That's also going to be in the background.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Is there still a Cantina song being added in?
Yes.
I'm on board.
Okay, cool.
I'll be right there.